It's Hughesy and Ed driving you home this afternoon. Dancing with the Stars is back on your TVs on Sunday. And Ed, one of your competitors, have joined us in the studio.
Well, a competitor, but also what I call my dressing room mate, Christian Wilkins. Hello, buddy.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me on.
Christian, I believe that the number one bromance that Ed Cavalli has, what's it? What do you do? How do you achieve a bromance? Or you?
They flourish.
Yeah.
He's flourished. Is you. You and him. He loves you so much so that he was very quick to put this out on the show the other night.
Which week are we going to get the shirt off?
I guarantee if I'm here for the finale, Christian Wilkins and I are going to do a dance fully nude with only superimposed emojis.
Can I tell you this? Every single dancer comes back for the finale.
See, clearly Ed didn't think that through because I don't think that's necessarily going to help us stay in the competition, the thought of us being naked.
What? No,
absolutely, and it's definitely going to happen.
But good. You know what? Also, it will help get that finale, even whether either of you are in the final, but you'll still be there. If you're both nude on finale night, you're trending on Twitter, you're getting there, you're getting a lot of...
Dancing to Britney Spears' iconic classic, Overprotected.
Yeah, we've picked the song.
Oh, I cannot. So it's actually happening. Australia now...
Absolutely.
It's a guarantee.
Yes.
These two men, stark raving naked on the Dancing with the Stars on the Stars finale.
I need to hit the gym.
No, you don't, man. You look great.
No, standing next to this one, this one's built like Superman.
Yeah, I know that, but he's a robot where you're fluid, you're like, you beat him on the floor through that, through your fluidity.
Well, it can be like a bit like Romy and Michelle's high school reunion-esque.
Back to Romy.
Yes. Yeah. Now, you're obviously adhering to the rules because if you want to come in and do an interview with us, what do you do? What's in your hands?
I've got a phone and I'm spelling your name right now,
C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-N-Ed. He's using some radio money to get himself across the line, and I like the attitude. That's great stuff.
We've bought a burner phone.
C-L-A-U-D-I-A.
Not Claudia. No way.
So you need to steal Richard Wilkins' phone, Ed, and text from Richard's phone and get your name out there.
It's a BlackBerry. He's like the last human alive to have one.
So I don't
know. It is a BlackBerry. So I don't know if you know how to use it. He's like, can you call this person? I'm like, how?
That's amazing.
Did you? How did you go today? Because there were rumors going around because we were training in the same place today. I had a bit of a rough day today. Kim Jong hates me. How did you go today?
I also had a rough day. It's when you do this show that you get to a stage where people ask you how you're going and everyone's like, it'll get there. And then the dancer and you kind of awkwardly look at each other. I went back to the hotel and I called my mum and had a cry.
Oh. Yeah. Guys, you're in a bubble. You and Ed and everyone else, you're in a bubble. It's going to be okay, all right? So none of you are curing serious diseases. You're having a bit of a dance.
Oh.
And, I know you're taking it seriously.
I want you to know, Mr. Hughes, I completely agree with you. However, having a good cry to your mum is absolutely necessary because it hurts.
Yeah, David.
I get it. But I do get it. I know what it's like to be told that you're no good at something. I've been told over and over. But, Ed, maybe
still haven't got the message.
As soon as you find something that you're good at, Hughesy, we'll be the one to tell you.
We'll be the first one behind you, buddy, if you find something you're okay at.
You know what? What we need? We need Ed to have a cry. Ed, we need to get your mother on the radio and have a cry to her.
Shut
up. Yeah, let's get Tiff out there then. Can bring your little bubba.
I'm not going to have a cry.
We need to get some tears. He cried on his wedding day, mate. It's the only time. He cried during his vow.
Hughesy was at my wedding, and I didn't cry that much.
You couldn't speak.
Thanks for the invite.
But once he gets married again,
Second wedding, you're in the bridal party, buddy.
My dad always says wedding number 3 is the best one.
All right. More of you. You're excellent.
Don't miss Dancing with the Stars.
The other day he sprayed me with champagne in the dressing room. That's a story for another day.
Yeah.
I would say you should. I mean, did you get any in the mouth? We need him to loosen up. I mean, I don't drink either, but we need him to loosen up.
Absolutely. Can I agree more. God, I don't trust people that don't drink.
Yeah, I don't. Don't trust me. You shouldn't. But you should spike. Can you spike one of his water bottles or something? That'd be great on Sunday.
Bo claims that he doesn't drink anymore because people keep spiking his drinks. So sure.
Bo claims that.
Yeah.
What, bartenders after he pays them?
All right, Dancing with the Stars. Back on Sunday. Don't Sunday miss it. Night. And text Ed to 1995.
Or Christian. Christian's great. Yeah, just not Christian Celia or Claudia. They're cheating.
It's easy and Ed.